1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And you can purchase the Best of the Phil Hendry Show for the year 2000. It's called the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of 2000 album. It's available on CD. We also have picture disc vinyl, but that's in limited supply. And you can call the number 877-616-7445 for more information. $20 for the CD plus $3.50 shipping and handling. $40 for the limited edition vinyl. And there's very few of those. For $40 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. And all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We do this every fall toward the holiday season because we know you guys feel guilty, and that's the best time to hit you up for some of that sucker charity money. And anyway, I'm just kidding. Well, not really. I mean, okay, I'm not stupid. It's the holiday season. Everybody starts to feel guilty. So am I right or am I wrong about that? Usually give these bums the brush, you know, when they're asking you for money. But during Thanksgiving holiday, oh, you drop a buck in the bucket, whatever. A tabloid photographer jailed for allegedly stalking Barbara Streisand and husband James Brolin has sued the couple and the sheriff's department. This lawsuit filed Tuesday claims Wendell Wall, one of Streisand's Malibu neighbors, was arrested without probable cause and falsely imprisoned on $1 million bail. Wall, 28, was released 4 days later. Prosecutors said they lacked evidence of stalking and the couple didn't want to prosecute. Streisand and Brolin had claimed Wall followed them January 8th while they were driving near their home. According to a statement released by Streisand and Brolin, this is a man who pursued us with his camera unrelentingly for years, but in fact we never requested his incarceration. The sheriff's department said it doesn't comment on pending litigation. The suit didn't specify a damage amount. And I know that Doug Danger, who is the entertainment critic for the Orange County Courier, is on the line with us right now. And Doug, what do you call this, man? I mean, you're in the newspaper business. Is there such a thing as a newspaper man stalking someone?
Well, I think, Phil, right now, the gay community has few icons that we respect and identify with. Judy Garland was one. Beth Midler is another. Bob Fosse, Jim Rome, Rush Limbaugh. There are very few people that the gay community really admires and emulates. And Barbara Streisand and James Brolin are two people like that. I think this is a hate crime. I think it's...
Hold on. You think it's a what?
I think it's a hate crime.
Why do you call it a hate crime?
Well, because I think that he is stalking two people who are dearly beloved of the gay community. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and as such, I have to report honestly on what I see happening to the community at large and the gay community in particular. And I think that when you stalk them for photographs, as is alleged was done by this William Wall individual, you begin to travel down the road of homophobia, the stalking of Barbara Streisand.
I don't know. How is this a hate crime, man? Just because she and James Brolin...
Well, let me just point out something to you. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. And as a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm very sensitive to what homophobia exists out there. So I think I'm in a better position than a lot of straight people to tell you what a hate crime is, especially when it comes to... to gay people, okay? We've seen gay people brutalized time and time again. And if this guy is guilty of what they say he's guilty of, or what they're at least they're alleging that he did, I think this is a brutal hate crime against every gay man and every lesbian. And then,
okay, it's a hate crime. You're calling this a hate crime?
Yeah, because he stalked Barbara Streisand.
Because he's stalking Barbara Streisand because gay people like Barbara Streisand.
Well, because if Barbara Streisand, for whatever reason, is inconvenienced, if Barbara Streisand becomes harassed to the point where she can't perform or where she cannot, take her rightful place in the community as someone that the gay community respects, then the gay community has one less individual that they can identify with. And if they have one less individual they can identify with, they become less gay as time goes on. The gayness starts to wear away, if you will. And we begin to go down a very slippery slope, which is nothing that I personally want to do. I would rather stay gay because I am a gay man. It gives me a uniqueness.
I gotta digest a lot of the things that you're saying here. We're talking to Doug Danger, who is a entertainment critic for the Orange County Courier. Barbara Streisand being stalked by a tabloid photographer, you call it a hate crime because she is loved by the gay community, and if she is stalked and becomes upset, then she becomes less of an effective icon for the gay community. Therefore, your gayness begins to wear away.
There becomes something in the gay community called gay erosion or gay rub-off, and that is when your gay icons are harassed to the point where they can no longer take their rightful place as a person of exemplary stature in the gay community, whether it is a Judy Garland. There was a lot of gay rub-off and gay erosion after Judy Garland died. That's why we had Stonewall. And I think we got it back. But Barbara Streisand and James Brolin, who have been long admired by the gay community, if we don't have them anymore, we become less gay. And if we become less gay, we become straight. And if we become straight, we become like you. And that's...
And that's what?
Well, I've known you for a lot of years, Phil, and I like you a lot. But to be straight is to be just a little bit more boring, you know, than being gay.
Okay, so straight people compared to gay people.
Yeah, straight people compared to gay people, you have to admit, are dull.
If you're talking about, I want to be careful, because if I say something that offends you...
Well, what were you trying to say?
Are you saying we dress more boring?
Well, see, there you go with some homophobia that you don't know you have.
All right, look, I don't walk around with chaps and nothing on underneath. Am I more boring than you?
Phil, you offend me, okay, by saying that. I'm talking about in terms of personality, in terms of what we've achieved, in terms of what we've been able to do. We're more exciting. We're more energetic people. To be straight is to be dull. To be gay is to be alive. I feel alive. Ever since I've been gay, ever since I turned gay, I feel alive. And that's why I want Barbara Streisand and James Brolin to be able to go to the store without having their picture taken. Okay?
You lost me. You're saying James Brolin and Barbara Streisand going to the store and having their picture taken harasses them, and that makes you more boring.
Of course.
Because if they're harassed, they're not as effective. If they're not as effective, they're not a good role model. If they're not a good role model, you become less gay.
Well, something called gay erosion. Yeah.
Gay erosion or the gay rub-off takes place. And you start drifting into straightness.
I start straightening out.
And by straightening out, you get more dull.
That is correct, sir. And I will tell you, Phil, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can't especially let that happen to me, because I've got a very powerful career. I influence a lot of people. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm on the cutting edge of a lot of issues that take place in this society. If I become more straight, I become more dull. And if I become more dull, then I don't write as interestingly. And if I don't write as interestingly, well, then I'm just like... Yeah, forgive me, but I'm like a lot of mainstream press. So what I'm trying to do is stay as gay as I can be, and that means this William Wall character, if he's responsible. And I think it's really unusual, because everything I've read about this guy, it sounds like he's a self-hating, latent homosexual. And
that, why do you think that? You'd say this William Wall guy?
Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion, but it seems like he's a homosexual.
Because why?
There's something about the name, the rhythm of this guy. There's a whole gay rhythm about this guy. He's running around taking pictures. He's obsessing over Barbara, as so many of us gay people do. No straight man is going to run around taking pictures of Barbara Streisand, all right? It doesn't happen. Maybe in an alternate parallel universe, not in this one. So no straight guy's named Wendell. So I would say that, you know...
All right, you're making jokes.
No, I'm not making jokes. I'm saying... that for the tabloid press to harass Barbara Streisand, and I'm a gay man, makes me more of a straight guy. The gay rub-off takes place.
All right, I would love to hear other opinions from gay men about gay rub-off. Does this happen to lesbians? I mean,
well, lesbians have their own icons. I don't know if lesbian erosion takes place in quite the same rapidity, but I do know it takes place. Look at Anne Heche. Anne Heche had lesbian erosion. She turned into a straight woman again because she got eroded. And I think that's probably because somebody was harassing a lesbian icon, Rosie O'Donnell, so her ratings slipped. And so that, of course, I think a lot of people...
All right, hold on for just a second here. I'm talking to Doug Danger about 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Doug Danger is saying that Barbara Streisand and James Brolin being stalked is a hate crime against gays because they love them so much. That if anything upsets Barbara, that means that he'll become less gay. He'll have what's called gay erosion or gay rub-off. Have you ever heard of this? Because I know, Mike, when you were in the news-gathering business, you spent a lot of time in West Hollywood. The bars that you went into, okay, did you ever hear that? And I'd like to find out if you know anything about that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier joins us to comment on the Barbara Streisand, James Brolin situation. They alleged that they were being stalked by a photographer named Wendell Wall. Mr. Wall was arrested for allegedly stalking them, and apparently he was incarcerated. They both say that, well, they didn't mean for him to be in jail. They just didn't want this guy taking pictures.
Well, I don't blame him, Phil. I wouldn't want anybody stalking me as well. Especially a someone who I think, and it's my opinion, I think is a homosexual, a self-hating homosexual.
And he's as homosexual because you say his name is Wendell, and because he's
following Barbara Streisand around. No man follows Barbara Streisand around unless he's James Brolin or a homosexual. And I would say that for most of what I've read about this story, this guy is a self-hating homosexual.
Why is he self-hating? Because bothering her is an offense against...
Bothering her becomes a hate crime against all gay people. And so he must hate gay people, so he must hate himself. And the gay erosion can take place.
All right, this gay erosion, by the way, that Doug is talking about, this is something that happens to gay people if their icons get messed with. If somebody they respect is disrespected and they become less effective as a gay icon, then gay people become less effective and they become straight.
Yes, sir. Become straight and effectively turn into individuals they don't want to be, because straight people are a little less colorful, let's put it that way. Being gay is a lot more fun. Being straight... if it's anything like what I see, it's got to be pretty dull.
All right, man. Well, you know what? I've never been gay. You might be right. It might be just filled with fun day in and day out.
You don't want to try it.
No, I'd rather not try it, okay? I'll just stay dull. Here's Laguna Niguel on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say, I think this guy, Doug Danger, he's an idiot.
I'm an idiot, huh?
I don't think you should start any conversation by offending. How do you turn any conversation into a hate crime? How do you turn it into a hate crime? Guys taking a photograph. You start your conversation off by calling people a name, okay?
You're an idiot. First of all, you talk about being gay, and you're asking Phil if he wants to try being gay. You can't try being gay.
You're either gay or you're not.
I didn't say he's trying to be gay. He can't be gay, okay? Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay.
I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist, okay?
Okay,
all
fine.
Right. And this guy who's taking pictures of Barbara Streisand, that's like spitting in my face.
The gay community
has long loved Barbara Streisand and James Brolin, and by harassing her and making her feel bad, that makes me feel bad.
Your arguments are way out of whack. My gay erosion. I don't know if you know anything about legal pretenses, being that you're in the, you know, you're a writer. But you know, you better watch out what you say about calling him a homosexual or
saying.
In my opinion,
he's a homosexual because he's no straight man would ever take a picture of Barbara Streisand.
And you keep saying that no straight man would ever take a picture of Barbara Streisand.
No, I didn't say that once.
No, I'm talking to Doug. I'm saying to Doug that.
No, he's talking to you, sir.
I'm not talking to you, sir. I'm talking to you, Doug. You say that. Oh, I forgot.
But no straight man would take a picture of Barbara Streisand.
I never said no straight man would take a picture of Barbara Streisand.
Yes, you did.
I did not say that. No, he did not. You said that. I heard him say that. I said that too.
No, you didn't say that. I know you didn't say that, sir. He said it.
No, he said that. You said it, sir. You said that. No straight man.
He did not say that. You said it.
No, he said it. Didn't you?
Okay.
Did you say it, Phil? I'll say that I said it, even though I didn't. Straight man, you said. What gives you the qualification to say that gay people?
That's a matter of opinion. Are more boring. I mean, you.
Well,
you sound, so
people,
you have no idea.
No, I can tell you this, the audience, how paranoid you sound. No, I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, compared to you.
You're going to say you're more colorful than Phil because you're gay?
No, I'm saying that you are straight. For instance, compared to you, I'm Liberace. I mean, you know.
I don't doubt you're Liberace.
Okay, there's your homophobia.
Oh, I see. I'm homophobic. First, Liberace was gay, so I guess that means I'm homophobic by comparing you to him.
Well, I like
there's where the paranoid goes, Phil. Every comment somebody makes, automatically you're a homophobe.
Are you trying to tell me that gays are not more exciting and interesting than straight people?
Matter of opinion. Maybe you think so, but you know, I don't think so. Maybe Phil doesn't think so. Maybe Joe Blow down the street doesn't think so.
Any guy named Joe Blow is gay.
And if we try to back up what you said by saying, what do you mean? Because we don't dress flamboyantly? There you go. Oh, no. There goes your homophobia.
Well, there you go.
Homophobia talking.
Do you dress in a flamboyant manner?
No, I just
probably
like the average person.
Are you
afraid? I wouldn't know what.
What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Well, then why don't you dress more flamboyantly?
Because I don't. I choose not to. I you know
well,
what? I'm comfortable dressing around in beat up old sweats and sneakers. So does that make me homophobe? Because I don't want to dress in whatever you might think is homosexual clothing.
Well, I was just saying it's reverse erosion. Okay.
What is that?
Erosion theory. I don't know where you're coming. You know, and I don't.
All
know,
I'm
did you think Jim Rome was a gay icon?
I said Jim Rome and Rush. No, I'm saying I said to you.
Yeah, you did. You said that Bette Midler, Jim Rome, Rush Limbaugh. I wrote it down. Bob Fosse.
Yeah, these are all people respected and loved by the gay community. Yes, sir. Why?
Yeah, why?
Well,
to be honest with you, I have heard about the Judy Garland and Bette Midler thing. I've never heard about Jim Rome, and I've never heard about Rush Limbaugh, so I don't know where you're coming
from.
They're
both tremendous performers and great talk show hosts, but yes, it's a matter of knowledge, common knowledge in the gay community, that Jim Rome and Rush Limbaugh are idolized by homosexuals far and wide.
Phil, in your opinion,
you're kidding me, right?
Doug Danger guy sound like he's a little paranoid? He talks about homophobia. Doesn't he sound paranoid now. That everything that people say
I'm
or do
not
is
what about,
anti-gay?
Yeah,
and
that's a good question, because, Doug, you know, when you walked into that supermarket that day, and when you said to the kid that you wanted a pack of Benson and Hedges, right?
That's right.
And he laughed, you pinned him up against the cash register and asked him if he was homophobic, didn't you?
Kid was making fun of me.
He wasn't making fun of you. He was making fun of the fact that you ordered Benson and Hedges.
Yeah, he thought I was a fag. Okay. And
well, what does that give you the right to start belting people? Because
he was laughing at my choice of cigarettes. What do you smoke, sir?
I don't smoke.
Okay, so you got something against that?
No, I have not. See, did you get paranoid? I have nothing against anything.
You got something against
my parents
smoke.
I just choose not to smoke because I like to live longer and have clean lungs. It has nothing to do with.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I didn't ask for Virginia Slims, man. I asked for Benson and Hedges. Okay. All right. I ain't no. I'm not no Mary Jane. All right. I walk around. I go to hockey games. I'm a guy. Yeah, I like men, and maybe I like to bend them over, and maybe if someday. It was a different
time, a
different
place. I'll tell you, when I first heard this whole conversation, I thought this was a joke.
Doug,
this was a joke.
I want to ask you something.
Like, this guy's got to be joking.
I'm just saying.
And then when I realized you were serious. And where do you come across? What scientific proof do you have that people can turn gay? Either born gay or you're not gay. You don't turn gay. You might commit a gay act, but that doesn't necessarily make you gay. You could still be a heterosexual and commit a gay act.
Well, many men have committed gay acts, okay? But I'm saying a different time, a different place, maybe you and I could have been friends. Okay?
But you can't make somebody gay. Either you're gay or you're not. You don't
I'm
not going to
make
gay.
You gay, man.
All right, look.
What's the matter?
I'm going to move on.
I like this guy.
Well, I don't care. I'm going to hang up on him.
Are you? Where do you live, man?
Hey, Phil, I appreciate it, Phil. Thanks a lot for giving me a chance to be heard.
You blow one guy, they call you a fag.
Okay. Man!
What?
You talk that way on my show again, you're out of here. Do you understand that?
All I'm saying is it takes more than that to be gay.
Great, then say that. Here is Denver on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got to agree with the last guy. I'm sort of amazed at the conversation. I'm taken aback by it because, you know, it seems like you have a lot of sort of opinions and so forth, and you're making some platitudes about, you know, oh, gee, if you're gay, you dress more flamboyant.
Well,
I don't think so. I think that's an individual choice.
Well, I'm just saying. I was asking that last guy if he was flamboyant. Like, for instance, are you flamboyant?
I guess it just depends on who's looking and, you know, what perspective they're coming from.
Do you have any fear of flamboyancy?
You know, again, no. I'm kind of a live and let live kind of guy.
Right,
and
well,
as far as, you know,
I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. I enjoy tennis. I enjoy handball, cigar bars, convertible
Jaguars, pun intended.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Foo Fighters. I enjoy everything gay.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is with us. This is The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. I'm looking at this guy who is a chairman of the Republicans Abroad. I want to tell you something. I just heard something that really makes me angry, and I don't doubt it for a second. I heard that the Democratic Party in Florida has orchestrated protests or is planning on orchestrating protests against military ballots, overseas military ballots. They want to orchestrate and instruct members of the party and in different counties how to protest overseas military ballots. You see, this is what's happening to a party that has a fairly decent history and has a philosophy that I subscribe to. We say, well, what is the Democratic Party philosophy, Phil, if you're talking about being a Democrat? If you want, I'll tell you. It's no big deal. I don't care whether you believe me or not or whether you're a Democrat or not. It doesn't matter to me. That's not what this is about. I wouldn't even be talking to you about this crap were it not for the fact that we don't have a president elected yet. I'm simply saying that being a Democrat for me means that the government can get some things right, that you have to be responsible for society at large, that you can't just build a wall around your house and hope that all of the societal ills that eventually are going to affect you in your business or in your school or even in your home, you can't just wish them away. And don't bullcrap me. You may be able to feed this line to other people, but Republicans believe in just as big a government as Democrats. They just believe in paying for different things in that big government. You know, when you talk to them about military spending, man, those cats are all over that. Well, sounds like big government to me. You want to subsidize companies. You want to tax break companies. Sounds like big government welfare to me. But, you know, they're no worse than Democrats, because Democrats have engaged in some stupid big government schemes in the past as well. But I think when government works really well, guess what happens? You go to the moon. There's an example of the government orchestrating something that was a success. And a lot of these old-timers who are Republicans, you guys never heard of the GI Bill? You guys never heard of working for the WPA during the Depression? You never heard of joining the Army, man, that gave you three squares a day, gave you a uniform to wear, gave you a purpose for your freaking life? That's a government program, too. And a lot of you old-timers who call yourselves conservatives, your rear ends wouldn't be where they are today were it not for that GI Bill and your 4 years in the Army and your WPA and all that other bullcrap and your Social Security they're screaming about. That's all big government. So don't, you know, go peddle that crap to somebody else, okay? Anyway, that having been said, I'm listening to this twerp that I'd rather not believe, but I, you know what, I give everybody their due. This is what the Democratic Party has devolved into now, orchestrating protests against these overseas ballots. If I have to look at Gore's face one more time, I'm going to spew like you've never seen spewing before. It's going to be more pronounced than anything Linda Blair could dream of. It's going to be more forceful, more fire hydrant like than that cat in A Meaning of Life. Remember that big fat dude in the Monty Python movie that just sprayed it? If I got to see Gore standing there and telling me how he gives a crap about law and about how we're just trying to make it fair, if that guy doesn't start acting like a man soon, interceding in all of this bull crap, making sure that everybody is, you know, making sure that this, if this is really being planned, does not get off the ground, this orchestrating protests and military ballots and all of these unending lawsuits and unending protests and hand count after hand count, count the whole bloody state. You really want to be president that bad, Al? Why don't you just let the job go to Bush, man? Let Bush sit in that that manure for 4 years. What do you need it for? You can't possibly want the job that bad. But then I got to hear this twerp from the Republican Party who I'm listening to this guy and I'm buying what he's saying. Then he says, well, we're starting. Then the guy went into this pitch, which you always love. We're looking like a banana republic. First of all, you have to have actually traveled outside of the United States of America to know what we look like at all to other people. Anybody that says to me, we're an embarrassment in front of the eyes of the world, and they haven't traveled down their own block, we're an embarrassment in the eyes of the world, and they ain't been out of their own city, you know, clam up and let somebody knows what they're talking about talk. Number one, you want to know what's embarrassing? Was the fact that they were laughing at us that we found that Clinton Lewinsky thing so important. The rest of the world was laughing because we were taking it so important. You think that I'm kidding? Well, why don't you get off your own street and stick your nose into another newspaper other than your hometown bugle and meet some people from another country or, God forbid, actually travel abroad for a while. And as far as this, we look like a banana republic. in the eyes of the world. This is this argument these guys trot out when they want, I don't know what they want. Look, at the rest of the world is stunned that we could go through this process and not have trash cans burning in the street. The rest of the world is stunned that we could be going through this process and not have some kind of a Milosevic riot in the streets out in front of a parliament building or the White House or something like that. That's what they're stunned about. Not because this is going on. It goes on. Obviously, it's happening. 450 votes apart, and it's getting bigger, Al. These recounts, man, ain't going your way, baby. I'm going to tell you this, as God is my witness, I hope they hand count every vote, and it turns out that Gore loses Florida by 1 million votes. God, that would be sweet. That would be sweet. I want a hand count. I want to see every vote. Okay, great. All right, let's hand count. Oh, gee, Al, you lost by 8 million votes. See you later. And there ain't even 8 million voters in Florida. We had to ship in a few votes from Georgia just to show you how much you suck. God, get a load of that guy. So seriously, that's my whole thing. And, you know, get out of here with this big government bull. You know, everybody loves big government. If you're a Republican, you like one kind of big government. You're a Democrat, you like another kind of big government. Everybody likes big government. That's why you want to be president, because you want to be president of a big government. Everybody's into politics because they like government. They like big government. They like all kinds of governmental things to talk about. Republicans like big government. They just like different kind of big government. Try talking to my relatives about that. You'll never get the first word out of your mouth. I can't even. I give up. You know, because like I told you, I've talked to you guys about how I'm surrounded at my house, right? I believe government has a role. I've seen it work well when it works well. And when it works well, we're on the moon. We're walking on the moon. We're winning wars. We're beating Hitler. We're doing great things when big government works well. Okay, so you can make it work if you have the intelligence and if you have the courage. But if you just want to retreat back to your own street, your own town, your own hamlet, and you want that state's rights, county rights, village rights, hamlet rights, my house rights kind of a thing, and you don't want Uncle Sam, and you don't want Big Brother, and you don't want the government, and you don't want, you just think all of this just happened. Is that it, Charlie? You're up there on your farm in Montana, and you just all of a sudden think that you got a homesteader's right to just kind of sit there on your ass and not pay any taxes. And if any of them government men come down the road, well, by God, are you going to send them scampering back up down that road, man, with some buckshot in their ass? Because this whole thing, man, is just one big groovy Lewis and Clark expedition. Is that what it is to you, Punky? Well, then why don't you clear you and your people back to Germany where you came from and give it back to the Indians? Those are the only guys, as far as I know, that were squatting here before the rest of you ugly-ass Norwegians got here. Why don't you do that, okay? These guys, man, are talking about how they just want Uncle Sam off their back. They're just afraid of the government. You know what I'm afraid of? I love the government. I'm afraid of weirdos like you. But I'll give you this much. I like that gun thing because I'm about to get one myself if you move in next door. Just kidding. Although, hey, Craig, were you serious about going skeet shooting? Yeah. Seriously? I'm serious. Maria wants to go too. When? Next weekend? Okay, a weekend from tomorrow? Yeah. Thanksgiving weekend? Skeet shooting on Saturday? Can we go? You got guns? Do you? Because we'd love... You got one? One between the three of us? We can rent some? Where do you go? Orange County? I want to go. I want to take up skeet shooting so bad. I've always been pretty good. You know that Frontierland target shooting at Disneyland? I am deadly, man. I'm really good at that. And also... So anyway, Craig skeet shoots, and I want to go out, and Maria would like to do it, too. So we're going to go with you a week from Saturday. Okay, I'm going to tell her we've got a date. You want us to bring a chick along for you? No, I'm just kidding. Well, I don't know. I just thought, well, I can. Okay. Do you mind if she's a lesbian? Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, we had a little kind of a little pool going here. How many times George Bush and Al Gore have said the word fair? How many times George Bush and Al Gore, between them, have said the words fair and accurate over the last 2 days? And it came to almost as many votes that have been cast in the president. 106 million times they've said fair and accurate. But you notice neither one of them has said legal. They've avoided that word. We want to make sure they're fair, accurate, and, well, legal. Well, okay. The voting must be fair and accurate and legal and like that. I don't even know what the hell it is I'm saying. So you got the word here. Here's the status in other states, by the way. Wisconsin, with all 72 counties reporting, Gore defeated Bush by 5,697 votes out of nearly 2.6 million cast, making this year's election one of the state's tightest presidential races. Oregon, Gore has won Oregon's 7 electoral votes, but by a slim margin. As of Friday, the vice president had 718,525 votes to 711,730 for Bush. That's a lead of 6,000 votes. God, so refreshing to see a state where there's like 6,000 vote leads. That's so nice, isn't it? Know that people are that decisive? An unofficial tally by Associated Press indicated that fewer than 1,500 ballots remained to be counted on Friday, so that wouldn't make any difference in that thing. Florida recounted a glance. Latest results from the overseas absentee ballot count of the presidential race in Florida. Republican George Bush now leads Democrat Al Gore by 478 votes in the overall vote, which includes vote tallies already certified by the state, plus the overseas ballots. With overseas votes in 55 of 67 counties counted, the survey by the Associated Press shows Bush picked up 466 votes. Democrat Al Gore gained 288 votes. So the total difference is Bush leading by 478 votes. These results did not include any vote gains made by the candidates in disputed hand recounts underway in Broward and Palm Beach counties. And didn't Miami-Dade say that they're going to start the count again, too? So they are. The election returns certified by the Secretary of State as of 5 p.m. Tuesday showed Bush leading with 300 votes. So that's already certified, and now they got to go and certify the rest of these votes. But like I said, all it's doing is just looking worse for Gore. It's just looking worse, man. And when these votes come in, it's the worse it looks, the more these guys are going to cause. I really hope they don't. Somebody with some influence out there, would you please tell him to back it off? Please? Please? You know, I just got an invitation to our company Christmas party. It's going to be in December. And they asked me, did I want beef, chicken, or vegetarian? And they asked Maria, did you get your invitation too? Yeah. Did you check off beef, chicken, or vegetarian? Well, and I realize I have to get into a suit, and I don't know what I'm going to wear. I mean, I'm a fat tub of guts. And everything that I bought for last year's Christmas party, I don't fit into. My wife bought me jeans that I had a 41-inch waist, and it was like I had to suck my gut, and you should have seen me the other night. I couldn't get into these pants. I had to wear other pants because I couldn't get into them. I don't even want to go to this Christmas party, and I'm dreading Thanksgiving because all this means is just fat boys getting get tubbier. I need to get on a diet now. I need a diet now. I need maybe that Atkins thing, I'll try it again. I don't know. Maybe I ought to start smoking again. I'm not gonna. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Just thought I'd shock the hell out of you. But I got to do something. I got to find some way to get... I want to lose 50 pounds by next month. Is it possible to... How about one of those steam baths that Abbott and Costello used to take? Oh, okay. Craig said, just let the air out of me. Yeah. Well, just put your lips right on this thing. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so anyway, I hope to see you calling up to order our beautiful CD, 877-616-7445. $20 for the CD, $40 for the picture disc. Love him,
tell them all. Let me give you the bad news. You guys got hit, or somebody that is Coca-Cola got hit with a $192 million lawsuit. You're familiar with that, right?
As a lot of other places get hit. And we will not betray ourselves.
What I'm trying to do, all I'm trying to do, sir, is help your company. Now, if you'll give me 5 minutes.
Our company, sir,
if you'll give me 5 minutes of your time.
These suggestions are very negative, like you are, and this will not help any race or any product.
Well, wait a minute.
Let me give you 5 minutes.
We sell our products very well.
Just give me 5 minutes of your time. Give me 5 minutes of your time. What I'm talking
5 minutes
about,
of your time? No, sir, you will not get 5 minutes. You can
all
submit whatever you want
you
in writing in a proposal form, but you will
well,
not
that's what
get
we plan on doing.
To meet with any of us.
That's what we plan on doing. But you're some little guy in L.A. You're not a big shot with a company. You don't know what those guys in Atlanta want to do.
Well, where do I work, sir, if you know so much?
Well, if you're if you say you're with Coca-Cola, you must be some small potato guy. I'm in Atlanta right now.
Really? Well, I'm in Minneapolis, right now. And that's one of our big marketing firms.
And right now, I am going to talk to some big guys, not some pipsqueak. Who's in
well,
LA
unfortunately,
right now, right?
You're going to probably have to go through me to get filtered out.
Well, here's the deal. What are you doing? Are you marketing?
Yes, I am. VP.
All right. Listen to this. Millions of African Americans on the mall in Washington, D.C. It's the Million Man March. And they all raise up a can of Soul Coke. Okay?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people that suggest things for us to do company-wide. And this is just another one that we're going to have to turn down. And
well,
we will turn it down on paper when you submit it, sir.
Gonna be
you
a big shot
any
in your company.
Any of us.
There's going to be a big shot in your company who's going to come to you someday and say, hey, Mike, did you blow off the Soul Coke idea? And you'll say, yes, sir. And he'll say, that's great. Your parking space has somebody else's car in it. See you
well,
later.
Well, let's put it this way. If I took your idea, I would be looking for a new job.
Now, let me ask you something. What's wrong? You guys know that you do. God, I hate you.
I know you do, sir, but, you know,
guys.
Let's be honest here. This
like
is not
you.
How any culture wants to be portrayed. Singled out.
Well, listen, you're the guys that stuck your foot in a $192 million lawsuit. I didn't do that. I'm trying to help you.
Exactly, but this will not help us. We know how to run our company, and if we make mistakes, we pay for it like every other company. But the whole problem here is that we do not want to single out a single group.
Wait a second. I got a question. Are you black?
Someone that they need to have...
Are you black, sir?
You what?
Are you black?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, then how do you know?
My wife and neither is my children.
Then how do you know?
Then how do I know?
Yeah, how
because
do you know?
Because I'll let you know. Our market.
Well, we've had a lot of black callers call this show, and they've been saying the same thing.
What? I heard the host was talking. What?
Our market research is far superior to what you could buy. We put hundreds of millions of dollars into market research. I bet you don't have anything more than a library card.
You know something? The day you're on the street knocking on Pepsi's door, don't say I didn't warn you.
Well, that's fine, but until that day, you stay on the radio, and I will go ahead and stay in my job, and you know, and I'll make the decisions. Until then, you can just go ahead and keep your ideas to yourself. If you want to submit them on paper, feel free. We will happily decline them in a very plausible sense.
Oh,
but until then, you know, that's the
only reason. But you know for a fact that they market products toward the African American community. In fact, you guys took Tab and turned it into Diet Coke and marketed toward men, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely
didn't
incorrect,
you?
Sir.
Didn't
no,
you?
Not at
didn't
all.
You
our
do that? That's exactly what
the
they did, Phil.
Now, hold on for a minute. The guy is saying...
No. They took Tab, they called it Diet Coke, and they split the market.
Really?
That's what you guys
well,
did.
Let me ask you this. If you know so much, what's the main ingredient to Tab if we just switch the labels?
If you ask me, it's piss. But I
that's completely no. I will not.
You could even have a limited edition 40-ounce bottle wrapped in a brown paper.
Phil Hendry.
It's a big two sandwich, and we all gotta take a bite.